Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Holocaust Responsa, and this is from the Sefer of Rav Oshri. We've been learning from. We've had many shiurim already, b'siyata d'shmaya, and even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mezakeh me to give a lot of shiurim over the years on many, many different topics. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shesamte Chelki Miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, V'lasamte Chelki Miyoshvei Karanas. But I really think the most important shiurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mezakeh me to give are these shiurim, because it allows us to remember the past. And if we remember the past, it will certainly shape our future. This is the fifth question in Chelek Hei, asked to Rav Oshri. The lashon of the shaila is as follows: Bimei ha'ema ve'amagur hayakol echad ve'echad miklua agito mis'ameitz lishmo al ozrucho v'koyach nafsho kedeli shaloli lakid bereshes hadikoyon v'ayeyush bizmanei chagu moed. In this time of such horrible death and suffering, everyone locked up in this ghetto, in the Kovna ghetto, was trying to guard the strength of his spirit, the power of his soul, in order not to become ensnared in the net of depression and despair during the times of holidays. Gan bepurim shnas tovshin beis, hiskonenu ha-yehudim klue agito, alocha gesayom kidos v'chadin, kanog midor v'dor, kedei shegachelet ha-mesoret lo tichbe. So also in the year 1942, the Jews who were locked up in the ghetto prepared to celebrate their holiday, not lahavdil, the holiday of the religion that we might or might not hear in the background, but there's nothing I can do. I'm still locked up here in the gullus, even in the old city of Jerusalem. They wanted to keep it like every year in Purim in the ghetto, in order that the coals of the tradition should not be extinguished. Ulam yotze yerech amalek ha-germanim ha-arurim yimach shemam hitparsu ba-oto yom v'toch ha-ghetto b'chamas retzach b'makois v'tza'akois ki lo yiyah yoter la-yehudim b'yom hazeh ki lo yiyah yoter la-yehudim b'yom hazeh mishteh v'simcha l'yogun v'evil tzara v'anocha. It will not be permitted for the Jews on this day to rejoice. Rather, there's going to be a lot of suffering and anguish. That is what the Germans had prepared for the Jews on Purim. No simcha, no mishta, but suffering and torture. V'nei midei yom b'yomo utal al elef ish miyoshvei ha-ghetto latzeit la'avodat kfiya mechutz la-ghetto b'mekomot shonim. Every day, there were about 1,000 people who lived in this ghetto. We learned in the previous year, there were about 30,000 people in the ghetto altogether. And they had to go out to forced labor in various places, and particularly the airport that was next to Kovna. And this work in the airport was more difficult than the forced labor in other places. And there the Germans tortured the Jews limitlessly. So when these forced laborers left the ghetto in the morning, the other people in the ghetto would be able to rest a little bit more, and hopefully sometimes they wouldn't be taken out to work at all that day because the Germans fulfilled their quota. However, on this Purim day in 1942, it was a false, vain hope for the people in the ghetto to think they're going to have the day off, because the Germans broke into the ghetto 3 hours after the forced laborers went to work, and with screams and shouts, they started grabbing the Jews from the streets and from the houses, and together with Makot Retzach, with killer blows and curses, they took the other people locked up in the ghetto to forced labor on that day, the day of Purim. The Goyim knew, by the way, the Germans always would be holding when the holidays are, when's Yom Kippur, when's Purim, when's Shabbos, when's Yom Tov, because they try to break our spirit. But, sweetest friends, we see who's here today and who's not. Baruch Hashem. Yom HaPurim k'day l'hafer esimchas achag hazeh etzal Yehudim al-har shein lehem tocheles v'tikvah. They wanted to ruin their Purim, to show they have no hope. And Bani HaKotan, says Rav Shri, I also was in this tzara. The Zaydim HaAruim also grabbed me amongst all the other Jews. And they forced us to work until very late at night. And it was in the evening when we were able to eat a little bit of food. And we wanted to be Makayim towards the evening. Mitzvah Sudas Purim. However, we didn't have any bread. Because besides the black soup, quote unquote, soup, that was given to the workers, that they would call it Yushnik, there was nothing else to eat to break our hunger. And then I was asked by the workers, if we can be Makayim Sudas Purim with this black soup and we have no bread. Ki kol echad me'ovdim ratzo lakayim Sudas Purim al apum v'chamosim shel anoksim agirmanim she'ratzu dafka l'hafer simchasayni b'yom zeh. Because every one of the workers wanted to be Makayim Sudas Purim. Al apum v'chamosim, despite the anger of the Germans, who dafka wanted to revoke the Simcha of the Jews on this day. And the Jews, their great spirit, their unquenchable spirit, unextinguishable spirit, that's what I meant. They actually another word that I meant, but I can't think of the word, but you get my point. They wanted to be Mekayim Sudas Purim. Isn't that beautiful? That's what they were worried about. They're in a ghetto in Kovna. They're under the rule of the Nazis. People are being killed. People are dying. People are suffering. There's lice. There's dirt. There's filth. There's hunger. There's pain. There's suffering. And what are the Jews thinking about? Are we Mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim? So, Rav Oshri now gets to the answer to this question. Are you Mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim with soup? Or do you dafka need to eat bread? So first he quotes a lengthy siman of the Rush in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We're not going to read the whole thing, you can read it, but what emerges is that the Rush says in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda that a person has to eat bread on Yontif. And if a person has to eat bread on Yontif, Mishum Simcha, Purim, which is a Yom Tov of Mishdev Simcha, you would also have to eat bread. However, the Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Brachos and Halacha Yud Gimel, writes, "V'Rosh Chodeshim Shochach V'lo Yomer Omer Yala V'Yavo." On Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot and you didn't say Yala V'Yavo, Im Nizkar. If you remember before you start the fourth bracha, then you say Baruch Hashem Nasan Rosh Chodeshim Lama Yisrael Zikaron. And you don't finish the bracha, and you start the fourth bracha of Atova Meiti. And if you already started the fourth bracha of benching, you finish and you don't go back. And so too on Chol HaMoed. And in Chanukah and Purim, if you forgot Al Anisim and benching, you don't go back. So you see the Rambam puts Purim together with Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, and Chanukah. And on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there's nobody who says that you're chayav to eat dafka pas. And the same thing then would apply to Purim. So Rav Ashri wants to learn from the Rambam that you're not chayiv to eat pas on Purim. And that's why if you forget Al Anisim, you don't have to go back. Because if there was a chayiv to eat bread on Purim, the Suda was a chayiv, then if you forgot Al Anisim, then you'd have to go back. But since the Suda is not a chayiv, you don't have to go back. The Shulchan Aruch, and Dinei Sudas Purim, and Siman Tafresh Sadei Yisiv Gimel, the Mechaber Paskins, that you say Al Anisim in benching. The Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Tes, brings the Maharshal who says that if you forget Al Anisim in benching, you have to go back because you have to eat bread. And the Magen Avraham argues Magen Avraham says, you don't have to eat bread on Purim. So in the Shalos and Shuvos Maharam Shich, the great Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, so he asks in the Magen Avraham, he says, what about the Rosh? How are you so sure you're not chayv to eat bread? You're chayv on Yantiv Mitzshum Simchas, and you're chayv on Purim also Mitzshum Simcha to eat bread. However, in the Shari Tshuva, he brings to the Eliyahu Rabbah, that also holds like the Magen Avraham, that you're not chayv to eat bread. So Lamaisa, there's a machlokas haposkim, whether or not there's a chiyuv of achilas suda, of achilas lechem, on Purim. Lachain hodati yoz lechavrei ovdei agito, akfiya, shem yichol mekayim mitzvah sudas Purim b'marek shachar zeh. Therefore I told the people in the ghetto, they can be mekayim the mitzvah sudas Purim on this black soup. Obviously, it's an ones. If you want to have bread, it's definitely better. It's nice, it enhances the Suda. Today we always have this bread at our Purim Suda. Everybody has bread at their Purim Sudas. It's manazeh. But when you're in the Kovna ghetto, and you don't have any other recourse, so you can definitely be happy that you have a Magen Avraham who says that you're Mekayim Sudas Purim even without bread. And he says that even according to those poskim who say that you need dafka bread, that's only when you can get bread. But here that you can't get bread, even these poskim would say that you're yotze even without bread. According to those who say you don't need bread in the first place, about you don't need bread, even those who say you do need bread, Rabbi Shri says, that's tough if you can get bread. If you can't, then you're yotze even without bread. Maybe it's like there's an inyan of chatzi shir mitzvah that we've discussed in other shiurim. So, even those poskim would say the ideal is bread. But if you can't, then whatever you're eating is also somewhat of a kiyum. And when I told this to the workers in the ghetto, their eyes lit up because they have such great joy that they can be mekayim the mitzvah su this perm like in the olden days. And they still had hope that they would see the downfall of Rishayim, the seed of Amalek, may their name be blotted out. And that's really what kept the Jews going in the ghetto, in the death camps. This hope that they would see victory over the Germans, the downfall of the Germans, and the koach of Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. And this hope, and the continuing the traditions, even under the most difficult of circumstances, is what allowed the Jews to remain strong and firm. And Baruch Hashem, we overcame. And the war did end, we know today in retrospect. And we built up our lives anew in the United States and in Eretz Yisrael primarily, other places as well. And Baruch Hashem, we've been zelcha today to a great sprouting and flourishing of Torah and yeshivas and seminaries and shuls and mikvahs and kosher food and svarim and more svarim and more svarim and Torah websites and Torah telephone numbers and dafyomi shiurim, more people learning dafyomi today than ever. And Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Shizachinu, so that's a little bit of an apochu we have from that Purim to Purim afterwards. That's the v'napochu. I once read the very moving description by Rebbetzin Youngreis, Shetichia. She says she was once on an airplane with the President of the United States. They were flying to Germany. There was some Poland. There was some ceremony there. She was asked to come along. And she said, like, I was standing on the plane and I was sitting on the plane and I was reflecting. Who would have thought when I was in the death camps, I was a 13, 14, 15, 16 year old girl, and I was hungry, and I was suffering, and I was in such physical and emotional pain and anguish. Who would have thought that a number of decades later, I'd be flying with the President of the United States on his own personal plane, what do they call it, Air Force One, I think. And with all the kavod and with all the glory that they're giving to the Jewish people, me as their representative, who would have thought? Who would have thought, Mikimi may offer dol, may ashpos yarim evyom, lehoshivim nidivim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Took us from the lowest, from the depths, from the garbage, to sit us with the nidivim. That's my own pasuk that I'm quoting. I don't think she mentioned that in her description. Hafachta mispedi lemachol li, the misbe turned into a machol. We should be zelchav karov mamish to see a complete fenafochu, or kol arisha kula ka'ashem tichle, all of the evil should dissipate like smoke. Simloch ata Hashem levadecha kol aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rule the earth alone. Amen, ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.